Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, January 15th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Birthdays born on this day in 1929, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Born on this day in 1913, actor Lloyd Bridges, best known perhaps for the movie Airplane.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
On this day in history, in 1967, the first Super Bowl played in the L.A. Coliseum between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers. The Packers won, of course. Green Bay's Max McGee scores the first Super Bowl touchdown. On January 15th, 2009, Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger, a native of Denison, performs what's become known as the Miracle on the Hudson, landing a jetliner in New York's Hudson River. This is from CNN.
Next, there's a scramble to find him a safe place to land.
We can get it for you. Do you want to try to land 1013?
We may end up in the Hudson.
As they continued to try and help, no one could see Sullenberger's masterful splash down in the river. And it would be long, agonizing minutes until they would hear that a miracle on the Hudson had taken place. All 155 aboard were rescued alive.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1968, John Fred and his Playboy band with Judy in Disguise.
Judy in Disguise.
On the KETR events calendar, Texas singer-songwriter Terry Hendricks, whom you hear on KETR's Notably Texan, performs in a very intimate concert with Grammy-winning guitarist and producer Lloyd Maines at Wildscape Acres in Ravenna, north of Bonham. This is at 3 p.m. this coming Sunday. Call 903-583-2661 for more information. 903-583-2661. 2661 or see events at KETR.org. Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines at Wildscape Acres in Ravenna, 3 p.m. Sunday. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning, Pud.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always glad to have you. And our thought for the day, and as you know, today is the birthday of the Reverend Martin Luther King. And so our thought for the day comes from the Reverend King. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase.
That's neat.
Yeah. You know,
yes.
you gotta step out there, don't you, sometimes, and just trust that things will work out.
Absolutely.
And I think you know that maybe better than most people. But now it's good that we mentioned Martin Luther King, because there's a big event coming up Saturday in Greenville in connection with the Martin Luther King birthday observance.
There are. You know, Greenville, I think, has done a really good job of trying to bring the community together to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. And they're starting this year with a fun run on Saturday morning. Registration is at 7 and the run starts at 8. And then the big parade is at 10 o'clock that will be in downtown Greenville. So you've got two activities downtown on Saturday, and then they're going to have a community-wide church service on Sunday afternoon that will be marking King. And that is at St. John's Missionary Baptist Church at 3 o'clock.
You're telling me also another event coming up is something having to do with gardening and involves the Master Gardeners?
Yes. The Master Gardeners for Hunt County does a series called The Art of Gardening. They do them four times a year, and the very first one of this year comes up on Thursday, January 16th. It's at 6 o'clock. It is at the Walworth Harrison Library. And Byron Chitwood is going to be doing a presentation on getting a jump start on tomatoes. And there is not anybody that I know that knows more about vegetable gardening than Byron Chitwood. His garden is a thing of wonder. It really is.
And we're in the middle of winter, but spring really right around the corner.
Well, and Mr. Chitwood would say that this is the time to begin to think about starting your seedlings so that you've got them ready to go.
Okay, good. Well, we're talking with Pud Kearns of Housewarmers of Greenville about activities taking place in Greenville. Something that we were talking about before we turned the mics on that got my attention definitely, and that is we have a pie-making class coming up soon.
Yes, indeed. Shannon Foltz, who owns Just Pie and Ain't Just Pie, which are two a restaurant and then her pie business that she's from down in Quinlan, but she's in the process of opening a store in Greenville down on Market Square, is going to be teaching a class at the extension office at 6 o'clock on Thursday, January 23rd, so the following Thursday. And it is going to be concentrating on pie crusts and on meringue. And Shannon has won award after award. She's won them from the state fair. She's won Pillsbury baking contests. This woman knows how to make a pie, and her pies, she sells them at the farmer's market during season, and they're amazing, absolutely amazing. It's $15, and part of the cost is going to go to the community kitchen project down in Lone Oak. And that's a whole nother cup of coffee someday to talk about that one.
Right, right. Yep. And you were telling me also she's opening up a business in downtown in the old restaurant there at Market Square.
Yes, I am so thrilled about this. The building is being renovated. It's an old building, and she is in the process of tearing it out and completely redoing it, and I think hopes to be open sometime in the spring. One of the things you'll love is that when they were tearing out the walls in order to start the renovation, she found that all the insulation was cotton from the old cotton compress.
Huh. Really?
Yes.
I've never heard of that before.
I hadn't either, and she hadn't, but of course it would have been just down the street.
Right.
So that would have been a perfect place to get
it. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
I know.
But it's great insulation.
Yeah. And so that's going to be fun. It's going to be a historic building, great food.
Yeah.
Shannon's going to bring a wonderful energy to town, which I'm really excited about.
Very quickly, we have some music events coming up in the Municipal Auditorium.
We do. You know, we are so fortunate that we have both the Entertainment Series and then we have the Dallas Symphony Series that are subscription series that come to Greenville. The Entertainment Series first concert of 2014 is on Thursday, January 30th, so now the following Thursday. It's at 7:30 p.m., and it's Locust Street Taxi. And they bill themselves as three musical geniuses and a trombone player, which sounds like a lot of fun. And then the following night, Friday the 31st, the Dallas Symphony comes to town. This is the only place outside of the Meyerson where the Symphony does a regular subscription series, and they're going to be doing all movie music. The second half is a tribute to John Williams. So now we're talking Star Wars and E.T. and just so many good things played by the orchestra. And they love the auditorium. The Municipal Auditorium, because it the acoustics. Yeah. So it ought to be wonderful.
Yeah. Lots going on.
You know, there really is. We think we live at the ends of the earth, and yet if you look around, there's really good stuff. We live in a great place.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us
this morning.
Look forward to the next one. Thank you.
Pud Kearns with Greenville Housewarmers, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.